Let's talk a little bit about colon cancer, just as a prelude. Do you do laparoscopic surgery?
I personally do not, but I recruited an excellent laparoscopic surgeon, and all the others on my team do laparoscopic colon surgery.
Right now, what do you see as the indications for laparoscopic surgery and the problems with laparoscopic surgery and sort of where it's heading?
Well, I think that certainly with the cost study that was done in this country and the number of studies that have been done worldwide, laparoscopic colectomy has been proven to be equivalent to open surgery. And there are some potential advantages in terms of shorter hospital stay, usually just by about a day, less pain. Certainly, they get a smaller incision. And so there are some benefits to having it done laparoscopically with equivalent oncologic results. So I think for colon cancer patients that have a fairly straightforward procedure, it is equivalent and a good option to consider. For the bulky tumors, the tumors that are concerning for being involved by adjacent structures, and those patients are not good candidates for laparoscopic surgery. We know that in the patients that have an attempt at laparoscopic surgery that are converted to an open operation generally have more complications and things. So I think we need to be able to select the patients that are good candidates for laparoscopic surgery, and those ones are good candidates and they get equivalent results with open surgery. The use of laparoscopic surgery for rectal cancer remains still, I think, an open question. There are some studies certainly showing equivalent results in the upper areas, but for the very low rectal cancers doing a TME, there's not any randomized data at this point in time to show that it's equivalent in terms of getting circumferential margins, distal margins and things. So I think that we do need to have a randomized trial at some point to be able to prove whether laparoscopic total mesorectal excision for low rectal cancers is equivalent to open techniques.
In the case of laparoscopic surgery for rectal cancer, how much difference is there in recovery post-op morbidity?
Well, there's not a lot of data on that. There are some studies showing there's less morbidity in doing it laparoscopically than open. I think one of the significant advantages of doing it laparoscopically is that you can mobilize the left colon, the splenic flexor, take it down. And there are many surgeons that do something called a hybrid approach, meaning that they will do part of the procedure laparoscopically and then make a very small low incision and approach the reconnection with an open technique. Part of the dissection of the pelvis done laparoscopically, but part of it is done open through a small incision. So that avoids a major incision that you need to do to mobilize the splenic flexor, gives the patient a smaller incision, less likely to have complications later with hernias, wound infections. And so the morbidity, I think, can be minimized and decreased with a laparoscopic approach.
For the open colectomy, are there any pitfalls or problems that you see in the procedure?
Well, I think that certainly a very good, experienced laparoscopic surgeon clearly can do a very equivalent operation. One of the concerns I have is that for surgeons that don't have great experience in doing it laparoscopically, they can compromise the oncologic outcomes. And so there was a real flurry back 5 years ago with a very high percentage of port site recurrences. Now, for well-experienced laparoscopic surgeons, it's been shown that that incidence is equivalent to open surgery, and that's not an issue if they're well-trained and they do a proper procedure, protect the specimen itself, is put in a bag and brought out, and they don't contaminate the areas. But for an inexperienced surgeon or a surgeon that's not paying attention to good oncologic results, if they're doing it laparoscopically, they may compromise the results. So it depends on the expertise of the surgeons.